Bob Rasko, he is with the Edmonton Arts Council, and they have something special planned for the summer for our younger people in regards to the Green Shack program. Tansi, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven and Wind Speaker Media.
Thank you very much for having me.
Green Shacks, like these, I remember being a kid in Edmonton and relying on these Green Shacks on the weekdays and to go and occupy our time and to do so many wonderful things.
Such a great program and very unique to Edmonton. So there's a lot of people that moved to Edmonton that don't know about the Green Shack program and how fantastic it is. But we just wanted to supplement it and partner up with it and bring arts and engagements to the Green Shacks. So we have two performers a day going out to four different Green Shacks throughout the whole summer, and we started yesterday and we are going all the way to the end of the program at August 26th with having different performers at each of these Green Shacks.
And which neighborhoods are going to be so fortunate to get these performances at their Green Shacks?
There are a lot, but I have to tell you, there are more Green Shacks than we have capable people to be able to bring them out, but there are a ton. We have a schedule on our brand new website. It's edmontonarts.ca, and if you click on that on the events page, we have a massive a list of the performers and each neighborhood they're going to be performing at, and they also have whether they're going to be there in the morning or the afternoon. Some Green Shacks have morning programs, some have afternoon programs, some are very few that are very, very busy have both mornings and afternoons, and so we've picked some of them. But if you go on that schedule, it'll all be there.
Awesome. And, you know, if, say someone's not from Edmonton or they're new to Canada, new to Edmonton, and they don't even know what the Green Shack program is about. In a nutshell, can you tell us a little bit about what they can expect at the Green Shack program in general?
Absolutely. So Monday to Fridays, the Green Shack will have a host. And like I said, that they will either be there in the morning or the afternoon, depending on if your neighborhood is a morning program or an afternoon program. And their host, they're a City of Edmonton employee. They're wearing a blue shirt. They're there as kind of a supervisor, but mostly they're there to kind of engage the children who are coming over. They have games that they are prepared to play. They have arts and crafts that they are doing. So they have a whole bunch of plans to occupy the day. Like you said, you know, there's a lot of kids who come out there, and that is their summer, is hanging out with the Green Shack people and socializing and meeting new kids at the park and engaging with the Green Shack leaders. So it's a fantastic program, and like I said, we're just so happy to be able to bring some great artists out to these Green Shacks to do some performances.
Well, we can't wait to see the list. Once again, speaking to Bob Rasko with the Edmonton Arts Council, who has teamed up with the City of Edmonton Green Shack program to bring some awesome entertainment to your neighborhood. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today, Bob, and we look forward to the Green Shack program and everything else that is awesome that the EAC has to bring to us.
Thank you so much for letting people know about it. We're very excited and hope to see a lot of people out there.